In studio are author Nancy Fairbank and Dr. Jim Baumlin from the English Department here at Missouri State University, and the English Department, and specifically Moon City Press, which is the nonprofit publishing arm based in the MSU English Department, are having a special dramatic reading of a new book by Nancy Fairbank tonight. That'll be at the Springfield Greene County Library Center out on South Campbell. Well, actually, start with Nancy. Nancy, you are a native Springfieldian.
Yes, I grew up in Springfield.
And attended, went through the IB program. Oh, she's good. She's good. He was saying, get closer to the mic. No, she's all right. Attended the IB program at Central High School, and you are now where?
I'm now a senior at the University of Texas at Dallas.
And in the political science department?
Yes.
Yes, UT Dallas, we were saying before we went on the air, is the home of an internationally renowned chess team. You say they recruit from Eastern Europe even?
They do, yeah.
I love
it. We're very proud of our chess team.
It's a big deal, actually. But you have written a new book called Throwaway Youth, Stories of Springfield's Homeless Teens. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about the book, because that is what will be featured tonight at this special reading at the Library Center.
So I started the book when I was in Springfield at Central High, and it began with interviews that I took from youth that were at the Rare Breed at the Basic Needs Center. So that was the very beginning of all of this. But actually, my interest in working with homeless youth began when I took a broadcast journalism class at Central, and my partner suggested the Rare Breed as the topic for a short documentary that we were going to make. So that was the origins. Was when I was in high school, and then I've worked for the last 4 years to help the book come together, along with Dr. Baumlin, of course.
So these are stories told by homeless teens about their own lives.
Yes. So it shares the life stories of five homeless teens talking about their experiences, about how they became homeless, what life was like when they were homeless, what challenges they faced, and then what their hopes for the future are.
Now, you've been working on the book over a period of years. How have these five homeless teens fared in that period of time?
So one thing that's very difficult in working with homeless youth is that they are incredibly hard to keep track of and keep up with because of how often they move, because they have unstable living situations. So unfortunately, I've had issues keeping up with these youth. However, it's really exciting to see that many of the youth that utilize the Rare Breed services go on to get their GED, attend college, and be able, with the support of the Rare Breed programs, to get themselves off the streets and in a more stable situation.
Now, with a book like this, because you're telling, or you're actually letting the people themselves tell their own stories, I guess that's why it lends itself to a sort of dramatic reading, right, Jim?
Oh, anybody in Springfield community who can begin their weekend in the Library Center will be absolutely regaled and impressed by the performance that Giving Voice, a theater initiative under the direction of my colleague, Dr. Maples.
Right, Carol Maples.
Yes, will be doing with this book. I will make a prediction. It will blow the audience away.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the ratio to drama versus humor in these kids' stories?
I think it really depends on the story, and that's one of the interesting things about the book is that all of the stories are so different. Mm-hmm. The youth, even though there are certainly common themes, have radically different experiences as to why they became homeless and what issues they dealt with on the streets. So I think that certainly in some stories there's more humor and in some there's more drama, but it really is an incredibly diverse and fascinating array of human experiences.
And so, as Jim says, people will be riveted by these stories. Tonight.
Oh, they will be. They will. It will be. The presentation itself will be a surprise, and I'm not going to say anything more than that because I want it to be a surprise. However, I'd also like to add that the question you asked, as I interpret it, is how do we translate our lives into an art of living, and the way that we see the students perform these stories.
Yes.
Is going to highlight that. And one of the glories of being in the College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State University is I have such wonderful colleagues who are able to lend the talents of their students to an event like this. And here I'm shifting to opera workshop.
Right.
Because we've got some fantastic opera singers here under the direction of Anne-Marie Wilcox-Dane. And they're going to be performing arias from La Boheme, the favorite opera within the world repertoire. And it's about starving artists in Paris in 1896. And
they weren't homeless, but they were close to it.
They believe me.
And, of course, I believe they'll also be doing songs from the modern adaptation Rent.
Absolutely. In 1996, 100th year anniversary of La Boheme, they did a musical on it. And
right.
Both of those musical pieces focus on what is both laughter and sorrow within the lives
yes.
of these young men and women. And so I think we honor Springfield's homeless not by reducing their stories to one tenor. It is an example of the artistry of living that we can celebrate by bringing the arts to them and to the awareness of their plight. And so to have music, to have drama, to have readings, to have an opportunity to use the written book to be able to sell it, to have the author here who has come all the way from Dallas
right.
to sign, that's going to be a fantastic event.
Well, how did the idea come about to present the book dramatically like this?
I have a wonderful colleague in Dr. Maples, whom I gave an advanced copy of the book to. Mm. I thought that she was going to simply cut it up and do some readings. But instead, she took it and made it into something unique, and that's why I'm not going to say anything more
okay.
because I don't want to.
Don't want to give it away.
I do not want to take the surprise away from the presentation.
Now, the presentation again, the dramatic reading and the music from the MSU Opera Workshop. The dramatic reading is by members of the MSU Theater Group, Giving Voice, directed by Carol Maples and Dr. Anne-Marie, Dr. Carol Maples and Dr. Anne-Marie Dane directs members of the MSU Opera Workshop in songs from Rent and arias from arias and probably ensembles from La Boheme. Now, Nancy, of course, will be there to do a question and answer session and a book signing. And the event is free and open to the public, and profits from sales of the book will be available for sale tonight. Profits from sales of the book will benefit The Kitchen Incorporated. Springfield's, or rather Greene County Commissioner Roseanne Bentley will give the opening remarks.
Yes,
so,
and we're honored to be able to have her because she is a fierce supporter of our children and youth. And so what better spokesperson from the community, especially since we at Missouri State want to be in the community. Our task is to make the community our classroom, and events like this help us to fulfill what we take very seriously as our public affairs mission.
And Moon City Press, of course, is a very major part of that.
I would like to think we make a contribution.
Mm. Well, you'll be able to hear a dramatic reading of excerpts from Nancy Fairbank's book, Throwaway Youth, Stories of Springfield's Homeless Teens, as well as performances of music from Rent and La Boheme, all with MSU students. And that will be tonight from 7 till 8:30 in the auditorium at the Springfield Greene County Library Center, 4653 South Campbell. Who can people contact for information?
They can call the English department, or they could call the Library Center, and that number will be available on their website.
Well, yeah, I don't have the English department's phone number, but I do have the Library Center's, 882-0714. But actually, you can go to MSU's website and get contact information for the English department.
The best thing would be to go at 7 o'clock to the Library Center
and just come and
sit back, and we'll have a chair for you, and you'll enjoy yourselves.
Well, all right, Dr. Jim Baumlin from the MSU English Department and Moon City Press, and author Nancy Fairbank from University of Texas, Dallas, in the political science program down there. She is a senior, and she spent some 3 or 4 years gathering stories from homeless teens, 5 homeless teens here in Springfield, for a book called Throwaway Youth, Stories of Springfield's Homeless Teens. Moon City Press here at MSU is publishing the book, has published the book, actually, and copies of it will be available for sale tonight during the presentation of the dramatic reading. And Nancy Fairbank will also be there for a Q&A with the audience, and will be signing copies of the books. Again, for information, contact the MSU Music, the MSU English Department, or contact the Library Center, where it'll take place tonight at 882-0714. Folks, I appreciate you coming in. If we left out anything that people need to know, it is free and open to the public.
Most especially, it is free and open to the public.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in.